With us this week is Professor William Barnett, who is a specialist in dying languages. Professor Barnett, first of all, how many languages are there in the world? It must be more than the number of countries in the world.
Oh, yes, much more. There are about 200 independent countries in the world, but we think there are around 7,000 different languages.
7,000?
Yes, more or less. We don't know exactly, because there may well be languages in areas like the Amazon that we haven't even discovered yet. In fact, we only have detailed knowledge of about 15% of the world's languages.
And some of these are very widely spoken.
Yes, that's right. Spanish, for example, is spoken by over 400 million people as a first language. English has about 500 million native speakers. Arabic has about 300 million. And the language with the most native speakers is Mandarin Chinese. It's spoken by over 900 million people. That's 14% of the world's population. So these languages are very big, and they're doing fine. In general, the languages that are widely spoken are increasing, while the languages that are spoken by smaller groups of people are declining.
And is this something to worry about?
It certainly is, yes. The number of languages in the world is decreasing very, very quickly. Roughly one language every 2 weeks. That means that about 30 languages are lost every year. The situation is deteriorating because of globalization. People have more contact with each other, and they start to speak English or Spanish or Chinese instead of their own language, and their own language dies out. We think that over the next 100 years, about half of the world's spoken languages will die out. That means 3,500 languages will disappear completely in just 100 years.
Yes, that's serious. Is there anything we can do about it?
Well, one thing we can do is record the languages and find out more about them. Most small languages are spoken in certain regions of the world. We call these language hotspots. These are areas which have a lot of different languages, but each language is spoken by very few people. In one small part of northern Australia, for example, there are around 135 different tribal languages, but they're all in danger of disappearing. So we're focusing on areas like these, and we're writing the languages down and recording the voices of the last remaining speakers. So it may not be possible to revive the language, but at least we can try and preserve it for future generations.